Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us from across the entire globe. Welcome to another episode of The Doctors Are In here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is Dax Carlisle. I'm a tarot advisor, numerologist, and life coach coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me as always on Fridays, my fabulous co-host for The Doctors Are In. She's a certified life coach and spiritual teacher coming to us live from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Let's bring her on. Hey, Rose. Another Friday.
Hey, Dax. Yes, happy Friday. Hey, Dax. Hey, world. How's it going? How are you doing? Yay, Friday. It's the end of the week.
I'm excited. Well, it's very special today because it is our 700th episode.
Woo!
Woo! I cannot believe that the network has reached that milestone already, 700 episodes. You know, this is actually our fifth network. We've had networks going over the last 11 plus years and done, you know, some of those had thousands of shows on it, thousands, you know. But Psyche Talk Radio, we started just a few years ago. And here we are at 700 episodes. Did you ever think that you'd be on the radio this long and make it to 700 episodes?
I had no thought about that whatsoever. And the thing is that I can't even – what is 700? Like, I'm trying to think of years. Like, how long have we been doing this? Is it 3-4 years now? I can't even remember when I signed up. It seemed like I've been doing it forever.
I lost track.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we're getting older and older. You know, we're going to be like 70 now doing this.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Yeah, I just it's amazing that we've been that we've had actual, you know, 700 episodes. That's truly amazing, Dax. I have no idea. And kudos to you for being the executive producer and putting all of this up and looking for us. And I remember I was in a Facebook group, spiritual, I think it was like an advertisement group or something like that. And I saw your post. And I sent it to my friend. I said, hey, we should do a show. You know, just I wasn't serious.
Oh.
And she kind of ran with it. That was when we were doing Goddess Guidance. And then, you know, she set up a chat and everything. I was like, wait, this is too fast. I'm not ready. No, but it's good. It's been a wonderful process. So, yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, We've had a lot of hosts and shows come and go, and we were on 7 days a week for a long time. We're almost all week long, but we don't have a show on Tuesday and Thursday right now. So we're actually looking for hosts that want to start a radio show so we can fill out the schedule here, you know. But we have, you know, the way I look at it is that we got down to our core, you know, really great shows and hosts. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, we did. And, you know, as you said, people will come and go, and there's you know, that's just life. But we've gotten down to our core hosts for now. We are still looking for more people who are dedicated and really are interested in growing, you know, not only their own business, but also the network. And this is a wonderful network to be a part of. People are friendly. You know, Dax, as you guys know, Dax, you probably have heard our previous, or at least one of our previous podcasts, and he's a fantastic person, and he is as he is. Like, there's no difference between Dax on the radio and, you know, Dax when you chat with him and things of that nature. So he's just a wonderful guy to be a part of, and we're very flexible and, you know, We're here to help you grow. So if you're really interested in becoming a part of the, you know, our Psychic Talk Network, we highly encourage you to get in contact with Dax Carlisle, and he can tell you all about it, right?
Absolutely. And and by the way, I do want to mention that it's our 700th episode and we're just doing open lines. That's right.
Yes.
You can just call in and chat about whatever's on your mind. Let me give out the phone number, 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And that number is good for all of our shows all week long, so you can just write that down. We also, another thing you should write down is our chat link, which is our website for the network is psychictalk.net. And you just open a new tab in your browser when you're going to listen to the show. The show is about to come on, let's say, and you just type in psychictalk.net/chat, and you can join us on a chat post on our Facebook page. And you can chat with us there, and you can ask questions, and you can ask for mini readings and guidance and life coaching right there. And we'll read it on air and read some of the comments and things like that. So come join us now. I'm in there, psychictalk.net/chat. But we'd, of course, much rather chat with you on the phone lines at 714-816-4628. Free tarot mini readings, life coaching, or whatever you want to talk about. It's open lines here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And we're going to go to the phone lines. We have a caller waiting. But before that, I did want to mention, for those that are new or just catching this, you know, maybe it caught your eye. You were on Blog Talk or you were on social media and you saw 700th episode, you know. You might be new to the network, so I just wanted to mention some of our shows real quick. Of course, Dr. Rose and I are here on Fridays. Our show is called The Doctors Are In, and we do a lot of life coaching and mini readings. But this is the show where we talk a lot of different things. In fact, we're going to have a medium on in June. We had Coco Klee, who does DNA karma readings. We're going to be talking about sigils. You know, we have all kinds of fun and different things. And then on Saturdays, most Saturdays, it is Mary Brown and I doing Tarot Today Radio. So it's pretty tarot-centric. You know, we might delve a little bit into numerology or something like that, but it's mostly tarot. And it's the official broadcast of our sister organization, the Tarot Guild, which has been around for 17 years now. We're in our 17th year. 2004, we started the Tarot Guild. And you can visit us there if you're into tarot and numerology. Go over to thetarotguild.com. And so Tarot Today Radio started way back with our first website in 2010 for the Guild itself, which had already been around for 6 years at that point. And so rather than doing a newsletter, we were like, let's just do a whole radio show and podcast and talk about tarot. Now, the first Saturday of the month, however, which is actually coming up tomorrow, is There's a Rock for That. That's a show that Mary Brown does by herself and talks about crystals and does crystal mini readings. On Mondays, we have Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs. Janice is a licensed clinical social worker. She's a psychotherapist, and she does, you know, wonderful stuff talking about the wisdom of the soul, universal love and universal wisdom. On Wednesdays, we have Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance, the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with Catherine Hahn. And she works with angels and archangels and does mini readings and, you know, does guidance live on air. And then the second Sunday and the fourth Sunday of the month, we have the Magic Universe Show with host Sharona Rapsick. So those are basically all the shows that are on the network currently. Like we said earlier, we're looking for, you know, new innovative shows and hosts to come on. We used to have shows with pet psychics, and we had shows with mediums. That's why I'm excited to have a medium on in June, actually, on this show, because it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what? We're also talking about astrology. Oh, my gosh. Astrology is so cool. And we do have a host.
Oh, yeah.
The host a couple of weeks ago, I had Coco Kali on, and so she does Vedic astrology. So she will be coming back to the show every few weeks to do like a karma clinic for us. And she was fantastic 2 weeks ago, you know.
That
and,
was great.
Yeah, but if you are into astrology and you can commit some time, you know, once a week to do a show, it is fantastic. That is the, you know, most wonderful thing to do. There's so much that we don't know about in terms of the stars and the constellations, the planets, and how they affect us. And it's really great
mm-hmm.
for people
mm-hmm.
to have that information. So, you know.
We've been wanting to get
yeah.
an astrology show on, maybe with one or even two or three astrologers would be cool, to do a whole show with astrology every week. I mean, it's really big, you know, and
right.
none of us currently, our current hosts, you know, we do astrology. And I say that all the time, you know, even when I'm doing a mini reading with a caller and a particular individual's coming up, and I try to give them the sun sign for the individual and so forth, because
mm-hmm.
there are those correspondences in tarot. But I always preface it by saying, I'm not an astrologer. You know,
right.
but it would be great to have some on. Yeah, yeah. And I wanted to mention real quick, I quickly looked at the numerology of the day, and it's actually the day is the second, so obviously two, relationships, cooperation, partnerships. And so mm-hmm. is the date, which I thought was really apropos for, you know, what our network does and our 700th episode and our partnerships that we have going on here with all of our hosts. Before the final reduction on the date, though, Dr. Rose, I got 11,
mm-hmm.
which is the Master Illuminator number. Another great thing to show up here on our 700th episode. God, I can almost not say it.
Ooh.
And then, the Hierophant shows up as the card of the day, and that's card number 5. 5 is about change, and it's also, you know, the number of the adventure. It's high energy. And when I saw the first thing I saw was the 5, because I'm,
mm-hmm.
I was always a numerologist before a tarot reader, and I thought, and normally with that, I get, you know, the high energy and the adventurous nature of 5. For some reason, the change popped in my head, and I'm thinking, oh, I wonder if that's portending that going to be some changes on the network. Maybe we will get more shows. And I know you and I have been in discussions about, you know, doing video and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's things to look forward to in the coming months with the network. And the Hierophant card itself, you know, that's a card about ritual and routine and structures and academic preparation, the quest for knowledge and wisdom, which is, hey, that's what we do on the network here. Good advice,
right.
Mercy. I mean, yeah, that's another thing we do, Rose. You know, we give out good advice to people. Mercy, kindness, compassion, respect for conformity. That's some of the common things about the Hierophant card. And, you know, that's what we're all about. We're about that compassion and connecting with our callers and trying to help people out. That's what the networks is all about. So I thought
mm-hmm.
the Hierophant was a great card of the day. What do you think?
It is. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very powerful.
And, speaking of changes, I'll just mention that we have a new segment on this show. The last Friday that we broadcast each month, we're doing,
mm-hmm.
there's a mantra for that. So there you go.
That's right.
There's change already. Yeah.
And we'll
absolutely.
Have more changes, more wonderful things along the way. I've been thinking about different authors and stuff to invite. Hopefully we'll have a
mm-hmm.
author. I have to get in contact with one on a topic that I'll be talking about, angelic sigils and how to transform your life with angelic sigils in June, right?
Yeah.
So
actually, what I'd like to do is let me just throw in that let's take some
sure.
phone calls. And right after the phone call, I would like you to give us kind of a mini explanation, kind of to kind of grease the wheels to get people thinking about it, you know, just a quick, what
yeah,
do you mean by sigils and how can sigils help us, you know, briefly, and then we'll go more in depth when we're actually, you know, have those episodes
doing
going.
The show.
We have a part one and a part two already set up for you. Oh, wow. So if you're just calling in at 714-816-4628, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. What that does is kind of raises your hand. It puts you up into the caller queue for the folks that want to be live on air with us. Otherwise, if you don't push 1, it pushes you down to the bottom of the list. We just assume you're listening to the show, and that's perfectly fine. If you want to dial in and just listen to the show, that's great. Just don't press 1. If you want to be live on air with us, though, we have some callers on here right now that have not raised their hand. So go ahead and push 1 on your dial pad right now if you want to be live on air with Dr. Rose and I. And if you're Skyping in, I see a couple of lines that kind of look like they might be Skyping in. Remember, you go to your Skype app, you open the dial pad, and you press 1 on the dial pad, and it does the same thing as if you're on a regular, you know, telephone, cell phone, what have you. So we're going to take a call right now, and then we'll give some time for people to call into the show, get into the queue, and Dr. Rose will tell us a little bit about sigils. And at the bottom of the hour break, we're going to look at the great shows coming up this week on the network, and we'll take more calls. So let me give out the phone number one more time. Dr. Rose here, 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 as soon as you get through. The call that's taking the longest is area code 828, Dr. Rose. We're going to bring them on. What's your name? Where are you calling from, caller?
Hi, Dad. This is Star Dancer. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Star Dancer?
Yes. How are you?
Awesome. Oh, great. How are you doing?
Yeah.
I feel very honored to have been led to call in today. That's pretty amazing.
Oh,
it is.
Wonderful.
It is. We're glad you joined us.
Well, I'm happy to be here. It's funny that you mentioned, you know, pulling the card for the day and the number and everything. I'm in my 6th year, in my 2 year, with my 11 year, which breaks down into 2, and then I'm starting my 1 month. First one personal month. So I just thought I'd call and get, I don't know why, I happened to get on Facebook and saw your post and just felt led to call in and chat. So you evidently have a message for me.
We're glad that you found us then, Star Dancer.
Yeah.
And I love that name. It sounds professional. Do you do readings and such?
I do. We've spoken before, but it's been a very long time.
Oh, okay.
It's a name.
I'm sorry, I didn't remember.
That's okay. it's not a name. It's not a hippie name I picked for myself. It's a name I was given in spirit after being led to a Cherokee holy man years ago.
Nice.
I do a Native American healing. I speak light language. I do sessions.
Wonderful
stuff. Yes. Yeah, after 700 episodes and literally thousands, if not tens of thousands of callers, it's hard to remember everybody. I'm still amazed at some of the people I remember, though. I mean, we had a caller that we hadn't heard from in months, and I actually remember their voice because they had a very distinctive voice, you know? But yeah. Rose and I have been doing this a long time. We've taken a lot of phone calls, Rose.
And I called in many times over the years. Yep. You might remember, too, I'm an Air Force veteran, so we connected that way, and we spoke a long time on a show long time ago. Now you know.
I think I remember that. I think I remember
that,
actually.
I bet you do.
Yeah. That was a long time back, though.
That was years ago. That was probably 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think
six. That was a long time ago.
I think it was on the other, the old network. I don't even think it was on the Psyche Talk network when you called in originally.
Yeah,
oh,
it was on the old network. Absolutely.
But it's
welcome.
But
back.
It's really cool on our 700th episode. Yeah, Dr. Rose, you know, to welcome back a longtime listener that hasn't been here for a bit, and she made it back.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. I gotta say. And you know, when I look at the cards here, the change is showing up again. You remember we got the Hierophant card 5. I got the 5 of Pentacles, which is also another card of, you know, change. And, you know, this is a lack of faith and perseverance. It's like the tarot message is that, you know, the universe wants you to refocus and, you know, really persevere, have optimism. I did a card of the day post just a day or two ago about optimism. The star card came up, which is very interesting as your star dancer. And talking about, you know, and I talked about, you know, optimism actually fuels abundance and prosperity.
Absolutely.
You know, that along with momentum, you know, you get the momentum going. And that's kind of the message that's coming through. And I've got multiple cards talking about the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. So
nice.
It's like you're on the precipice of a whole new cycle here.
Oh wow!
I got the Ten of Wands, the Ten of Swords. You know, especially the Ten of Swords is, you know, one door closes, another one opens. It's darkest before the dawn, but there in the background, the sun's coming up. You know, the new day is dawning. A whole new cycle is starting for you. You know, it's kind of overkill with the 10 cards in tarot. 10 of Wands is known as the overburdened cards. In the 10 of Swords, do you really need to thrust 10 swords in someone's back? I mean, really, you know, one will do. You know, and what I'm getting, the message I'm kind of getting from this is, okay, you're going to start this new cycle, but you need to start it fresh. You know, everything else is dead and done. It's time to let go of some of the irons that you have in the fire, both from the Ten of Wands and the Ten of Swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas, and you have wonderful thoughts and ideas. You're like me, I think, because I'm that way. You know, I have fantastic ideas.
We're a lot alike.
And we have I have way too many that I could ever actualize, that I could ever bring to fruition. Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm getting, and what I mean by that is I'm getting the Four of Cups, and in the Four of Cups, the individual, at least in the Waite-Smith version of the card, is looking at the three cups in front of him or her and, you know, not really satisfied with that. But there's this fourth cup being offered to the person's right, and they really don't see it yet, you know. So there's like this opportunity coming in, and it's cups, so that's emotions. And then I've got the King of Cups, which is the most emotionally stable. So what I'm getting from this is there's a new opportunity right there. And like I said, you're right at the precipice of, you know, this new cycle. There's this new opportunity, and what it's going to be is it's going to be something where you're going to be much more emotionally satisfied with what you're doing. I feel this has to do with career. Maybe having to do with seeing clients.
I'm on the edge of a huge shift. I'm probably going to move. And I mean, everything is just going to change. I feel it. I know it. I just don't know where it is, what it's doing, and I'm happy for it. It's just the unknown.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to leave you with this. The King of Cups was my central card, the central focus, the main focus. And what that's telling me is that's the most important thing. So as you move forward, especially if you do a gut check, you know about doing a gut check, right? And checking in with the intuition. Whatever you do, and as you make these changes, you know, five of pentacles, you know, advancing forward with these changes and holding on to the optimism as you push through with this new cycle, the question you should always be asking yourself is this going to lead to me being emotionally satisfied? In other words, it should not be about money. It should not be about, you know, any logistics or anything like that. Just, okay, if I make this decision to go with XYZ in my career, am I going to be fulfilled emotionally? That's the most important thing.
Well,
and then the other takeaway.
It's not even really a decision, because my mantra is I willingly allow fully that which is best, my highest good to manifest.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
It's just waiting impatiently for that to come into view, because I know that wherever
right
I'm going, it's right here. It is absolutely right here. And I was divinely led to call you, so I'm really curious what that's
exactly
about.
So let me leave you with one other thing besides the, you know, making sure it's emotionally fulfilling for you, that, you know, looking back, going back to the very beginning with the Ten of Swords and the Ten of Wands is get focused on one idea and run with it and put everything else on the back burner. You got to get narrow focus on one thing in order to manifest it. And that might be a little bit of what's slowing you down, because you have so many ideas and thoughts and great ideas and things you could do. But what's going to be emotionally satisfying and fulfilling, and that you can really, that, you know, you're really passionate about, you can really sink your teeth into, make that part of your mantra.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Thanks for calling in, Star Dancer.
Yeah.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for still being around to call in, too. And many more years to come. My blessings.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Blessings to you, Star Dancer. Thanks again for calling. And call us back. You know, come back to the show. Let us know how.
Let us know what happens with that.
Yeah.
Sure will. Thank you.
All righty. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I don't know, Rose, did you have anything you wanted to throw in there? I didn't hear you saying.
No, I didn't have anything in particular to throw in. I think everything was covered pretty well with what she had. So I'm super excited for her, you know, just to see what manifests for her. Because she's ready for it. She just. But I like what you said about focusing on one thing and running with it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it's a universal thing.
I mean,
it really is. If you think about it, a lot of our callers, it's a universal theme that runs through our shows, that what often holds people back is not getting focused enough, you know, and I'm guilty of it, you know. I'm one of those people. Yeah, we're all guilty of that.
I circulate around 5 different business ideas, maybe 6. I'm like, what am I doing? And it's hard for me to choose, yeah. You know, a lot of spiritual people are like that. You know, we have all these wonderful ideas and go this way, that way, and it's difficult to choose just one, you know, and run with that, you know, especially in a world where multiple streams of income are important and, you know, things of that nature. So it can be a little, you know, just difficult to try to focus in on what it is that you want to do. But you can have a main focus, and you can have other satellite things that you do, but that you don't put as much energy into, you know. But it's a challenging way to live life. I don't know about you, Dax. I mean, what do you think in terms of having those multiple interests?
Yeah, I think I know what it is. And whether you're doing a psychic spiritual type business and helping clients like we do, but we're also life coaches and hypnotherapists as well. And it's the same thing with therapists as well, where it's because the people that go into that, that become a tarot advisor or a life coach or a hypnotherapist or an EFT practitioner, an NLP practitioner, a Reiki practitioner, the type of person we are, the type of people that go into that, are people that want to help people. It's that 9 energy in numerology. Yeah. And see, the thing is, that business-wise, we are told, and, you know, even in my life coaching and hypnosis courses that I've gone through for certification over the years, you know, when they talk about the business aspect, they talk about, you know, narrowing your niche down and getting a specific person in mind that you're going to be serving. And that way you're able to narrow your marketing message and on and on and on, which is great. And that's practical. That will work. However, because of our nature, when we niche down, depending on how you want to pronounce it, we feel like we're leaving out people that we could be helping.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
All righty. So before we call, though, Rose, we're at the bottom of the hour. Do you want to let us know what's coming up on the network at psychictalk.net/upcoming?
But of course. So Saturday, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, this is what we have. We have There's a Rock for That show with host Mary Brown. And she is doing, her focus for tomorrow's show is the Crystal Oracle Decks. And her crystal guest is Tektites, it looks like. I'm not sure of the...
You got it right. You got it right.
Oh, good. Great. Okay, Tektites. So I've never heard of this crystal before, so this ought to be really interesting. So you want to join Mary Brown tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and she will have free crystal mini reading. So that's ought to be exciting. Addition to the show, in addition to her Tektites guest. And then on Monday, same time, we have the Wisdom of the Soul show with host Janice Fuchs. On Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, different time, slightly later in the day, we have the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with Catherine Hahn. And she will be talking about the power of gratitude and kindness. So that's what's happening on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. She will also have free on-air guidance as well. So you want to make sure you tune in for that show. And then the following Friday, we are back with The Doctors Are In with yours truly and Dr. Dax Carlisle. And we will be talking about the origin of the universe. Okay, so we're going off of the planet, folks, and we're talking about the origin of the universe. We're going, traveling through space back to the beginning of where it all is. And this is going to be a sacred geometry view. And Dax is running with that topic because I really do not know. There's so much information. Like, I love space, and I love looking at the origins and looking at what even astronomers, are talking about the origins and what they're learning and
cosmologists.
And then there's the sacred geometry view as well. So that's right. We were talking about this a couple or so weeks ago. It was really exciting. So this ought to be a very exciting show for next Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. So we hope that you guys will return and learn about the origin of the universe through sacred geometry.
Yeah.
And if you actually want to find out... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to add on there that we actually get the tarot from sacred geometry and numerology, and I'll briefly explain that on the show. The thing with sacred geometry is it's like a lifetime of study. And, you know, to actually boil it down to... the sacred geometry view on how the universe and why, which also leads to why the universe came into existence and ultimately why we are here. It's hard to do that in a quick radio show. So it's going to be a challenge next week to squeeze it all in. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish up there.
No. It's okay. I'm glad that you're talking more about that. And folks, we're not going to have all the answers for you next Friday, but we'll have some of them. Some things for you to ponder and to think about why we are all here and how all of this has come about. So You know, that's going to be a cool show. And for those of you who want to look at, you know, what our schedule is, because I only gave you what's coming up for the next week from this Friday to next Friday, well, tomorrow, Saturday to next Friday, we have a lineup all the way up until April 30th for each week. And then we also have our June 13th and June 19th scheduled shows as well. So you want to take a look at that at psychictalk.net/upcoming. That's psychictalk.net/upcoming, and you will see the list of all of our shows that are coming up. And that's it. Excuse me.
Awesome sauce. I did want to mention real quickly, because, you know, that might be next Friday, might be an intense show. I don't know how many callers we're going to be able to get to, or even if we'll get the calls, you know. And what I wanted to point out is this Saturday, tomorrow, is there's a rock for that. Mary does that show. That's her show. She does the first Saturday of the month. But Mary and I will be on with Tarot Today Radio the following day after next Friday. So Friday, April 9th is the origin of the universe. And then Saturday, the 10th, we'll be on with an open line all show long show. So if you if you're unable to get through on Friday, call in on Saturday. Also, we have a show. We have a show that Sunday too, April 11th. Sharona is having on special guest James Devine, and he's the creator of the Divine Hand Palmistry method of doing palmistry. So there's another something interesting, you know, that we haven't done in a long time, talking about palmistry, and I'm sure that Sharona will be taking calls as well. So I wanted to point that out, that, you know, if it takes up the whole show talking about the origin of the universe, maybe it won't. Maybe I can squeeze it down. But you got two other shows that weekend to call in. I just thought I'd mention that. I did want to mention, and by the way, this is a great time to call in. We've had a few callers drop off of the switchboard. So, if that was a Blog Talk issue, call us back in, you know, call back in at 714-816-4628. We do have some callers on the line, but they're just listening. If you want to be live on air with Dr. Rose and I, remember you have to press 1 on your dial pad so that we know that you want to be live on air. I've got 1 doesn't have an area code. It's just showing all numeral 1s. And then I have an area code 843. If either of you folks want to chat with us, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. And if you're listening out there, you could be next. If you call in right now, 714-816-4628, we have time to take some more calls before the end of the show here at the top of the hour. So give us a ring, 714-816-4628, but be sure to press 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air. Oh, and somebody just did that, so we're going to go to that phone line in a minute here. Before we take that call, though, Rose, you want to, you know, we got that, I don't want to say a series of shows. We've got that, you know, part 1 and part 2 coming up where you're going to be talking about sigils. Did you want to, I don't know, kind of give a little overview, you know, nothing too in-depth, just a quick, this is what sigils are and why you should listen to the show.
Yes, absolutely. So this is something I've been looking into. So folks, if you, you know, if you've been listening to our show for a bit, maybe at least a couple of, episodes or shows prior to this one, you may have, or if you've been following us for a long time, actually, you may have noticed that I talk a lot about mantras and chanting, and I've, you know, talked about topics such as archetypes. I can't even pronounce it today. And so I've been in my own spiritual practice really looking at how we can use spiritual practices to transform our lives. And so mantras have been, excuse me, great for me. But one of the things that I haven't quite gotten to is making more specific changes. Like, you know, there's always, you can always bring in more abundance into your life with a mantra. You can always or just connect with the gods or goddesses, maybe at times feel at peace or feel like someone is with you, or, those different things. Sometimes when you're more focused, if you have more of an intention, you can manifest what you're looking for based upon the mantra and whatnot that you're chanting and how long you're chanting it, what your karma is and things of that nature. But the reason why I'm drawn to angelic sigils, and I'll talk about that in just a moment, is to look more specifically of, because there are certain things that I've been finding, Dax, in my life that I really need to change. And I'm kind of missing that. Sometimes it's, some people think, oh, you just do whatever action you need to do and that'll change things. To a certain degree, it will. But then there's the consistency part. There's the other things that are happening. If I have low energy, if I'm getting sick, if things are happening to my mom who I'm taking care of, or if this happens, that, all these other things kind of come into play and I get sidelined. So one of the things that I've been looking at doing research on for quite a bit of time is the use of our angelic sigil. So a sigil is basically a visual representation of an angel. It's kind of like the body of an angel, just like a mantra contains the sound of a deity, a god or goddess or angelic type being. A sigil is the same thing, but just on the visual level. You see what I'm saying? And there are different kinds of sigils, and it depends upon what ancient books you're looking at and things of that nature. The ones that I look at are typically circular, and they have Hebrew script that are in them. There are like names of other angels, those that help to protect you and things of that nature, as well as the angel itself. There's some angelic script, and I'll be able to take some photos and share, when we have the show, when we talk about the show, when we have the show in June, these two shows, I'll be sure to share that in the chat so you guys can take a look and see what they are. But anyway, what I'm really finding interesting, because I'm looking at a particular author called Tristan Whitespire, I think that's how the last name is pronounced. And the system that he uses is really fascinating, Dax, because he breaks down the angels that he has in his text, the angel sigils, for different areas that you need to change in your life, not just bring in more money, have a better job or whatnot. Maybe there are some attitude adjustments that need to be made, or certain goals that you're trying to accomplish. He's very, particular with that. Like I think I'll talk more about it later. I don't want to get all into the entire show here. But one of the fascinating things that he talks about is how you can combine your goals with using angel sigil magic, basically. How do you combine the two? Because he talks about you could have a big goal. Let's say you want to own a multi-million-dollar company. Right? But there's going to be some steps along the way because you're not there yet, obviously. So you have to break down your larger goal into smaller goals. And then he talks about how can you use this sigil magic with angels, how you can use these different angelic beings that he presents to achieve every goal. And so that's really fascinating to me. So it combines a lot of what we, Dax, you and I have talked about over the years with the show, or over the, several episodes that we've had of our show about, goal setting and how do you add this kind of, the angels to that? How do you work that out? Because I think a lot of times, I would say for me personally, I can't always figure that out. It's not really clear for me to try to combine the two. I know it's possible, but I haven't been able to really see that pattern. But Tristan Whitespire's books, I'm looking at one in particular called The 72 Angels of Power, and he outlines how that is done and how that's possible. So it's, for me, it's a wonderful thing, and I'm, practicing on myself and trying to clarify my goals and what they're going to be and how I call in the angels to help with it. I've been having some good success with it, and by June, I'm hoping things will be really locked in. So I'm excited for the next for the month of April and May in my life, and then in June I'll let you know how it's going.
Oh, what I like about that is, in in addition to just talking about the topic and relating information, you're also going to be able by June, hopefully, to share your experience yourself.
Yes.
You know, which is
yes.
much more valuable as far as I'm concerned. So that's great.
So I'm excited
awesome.
About it. I think it's going to be a
yeah,
great set of shows in June. Yeah.
Yeah, we got some great shows coming up, folks, and that psychetalk.net/upcoming. I try to keep it at least 2 weeks out. Sometimes it's, you know, going out a month or more of shows listed on there so you can see ahead of time, you know, what shows you want to listen to and tune in and call into and so forth as well. So let's see if we can squeeze a couple of calls in before the end of the show here. Let's go to our caller that's been waiting the longest. Hello, you're live on air with us on Psyche Talk Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling
Hi.
From?
Hi, I'm Melissa, Arizona, and I will be listening to your show, and I will be checking that book out. And congratulations on
awesome.
Your 700th show. That's a big accomplishment. You have a lot of fans. And I will be listening because I do listen to your show. I love your show. So interesting. Very informing. But thank you for taking my call. I have a love relationship question, if that is all right to ask.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. It's in your interest. I want to thank you because I think it's been about 2 months now. No, actually 3 months. And it came out true. I was interested in somebody else, but not totally. And y'all told me something that it occurred. Nothing ever happened. We're just talking. I lost interest. And then y'all said something about a new person coming in. And right on, a new person is about to come in, coming in. It's in the stages. Any advice
wow.
on that? Yeah, thank you very much. It's all true.
Definitely congrats on that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad that it did not work out for the other person because there was a lot of negative thinking. I don't want to deal with that. But this one,
mm-hmm.
this one that I'm, that, you know, because we do try to be the light worker, it doesn't work. But this one right here is a lot of positive thinking. I've been observing. Can you give me any insights, like when you actually see, like, if we do go on a date or the next move he makes, does
mm-hmm.
he make slow moves? He starts with the letter E. E as an elephant. I'll give you three letters.
Oh.
E-R-S. Please? I'm pretty nervous.
Is he, he's
tall.
Is he one of the... I'm wondering if he's one of the fire signs.
Gosh, good question. Not sure.
Yeah, it would be like Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Yeah, check into that. Check in, you know, check his birth date because there's a fire sign, the King of Wands, showing up, and it might very well be him. Yep, and it's looking really good. You know, I was asking specifically how this is going to go, and I got a lot of positive yes cards. The Two of Cups shows up, which is, you know, the beginning of a good friendship or a harmonious relationship that could be, you know, more than that, you know, that could be romantic as well. A lot of cup cards here, emotions. The timing on this is 3. I'm thinking that something can shake loose like in the next 3 weeks. That's what I think is going to happen with this.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. And the only thing that I can see that might not be, well, I don't want to say it's, you know, necessarily bad, but the nostalgia card shows up more towards the past. This is a Six of Cups card. traditionally known as the nostalgia card, you know, and it could be renewed friendships and a gift from an admirer showing up, maybe. It could be any of these things. But it's right next to the moon card, which is, if you think about it, you know, it's not the sun where you can make everything out. It's the moonlight casts shadows, and things are not all seen, so to speak, okay? And with these combined, what the feeling I'm getting, the first thing that popped in my head was a feeling of maybe being a little too much attached to the past, that you may need to let go of that in order to move forward, if that makes any sense.
True, I'm also on that. Right on. Thank you, Dr. Dustin.
Awesome. So now you're going to have to call us back in a few weeks and let us know what happened with that, because that's when I think it's going to shake out, when things are going to start moving. You know, it could be as soon as a few days from now, but you know, somewhere in the, between now and 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other advice, Dr. Rose?
All I would say, because I think I heard her say that she was a bit nervous or excited, nervous and excited. I think I can hear some of that in your voice. And that, you know, having a prospective relationship or love of your life is always an exciting thing. Just make sure that, you know, me, I'm a big on meditation. You know, just take a few minutes a day just to meditate and breathe and be with yourself and try to, how could I put it, make sure that you get some perspective. I don't feel any bad vibes or anything like that, so I don't want you to worry. But just that sometimes when we're super excited about something, especially people, that sometimes we don't see things too clearly. So you want to do that. And that's the same thing as Zach was saying, going back to, maybe hanging on to the past or seeing this, you know, guy in a particular way from having to do with a past relationship. You want to be able to see and appreciate him for who he is showing himself to be, you know, around you, and not just, oh, he reminds me of this relationship or that person or that or whatnot. You know, try to appreciate the person for who they are. And that also comes from just appreciating you for who you are. So, you know, when you're doing your meditation, 5 or 10 minutes, it doesn't have to be a lot. If you want to do longer, 30 minutes, 3 hours, that's great if you have the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're busy, like most people are, you know, a good 5 to 10 is good. And just kind of breathe through some of that nervous energy and you know, have the mantra of just seeing the person who he really is, you know, and then you'll be able to, in that 2 or 3 weeks time, you'll be able to, you know, see things a bit more clearly.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was getting with those cards. Absolutely. Well, I hope that helps you out. We got to run because I want to try to squeeze in another call, but remember to call us back and let us know what happened. And in a few weeks, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Her voice sounds familiar. Yeah.
Very familiar.
Catch her name, but yeah.
I didn't catch the name either. Yeah, but that's okay. She'll call back in, and you know, I've heard her on some other shows as well. And let's see if we could squeeze in this last call here, though, before the end of the show. It looks like area code 843. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Eddie in the Carolinas. Can I be heard?
Hey, Eddie.
I remember you called in before, right?
Yes, indeed. How's the family doing today?
We're doing pretty good. How about yourself? I think you were working on real estate or something like that.
Yeah, that's going to be my final.
My final experience with real estate, definitely, was, I think, my intent. But I'm striving to do some home-based business things first to, you know, generate the funds to get that started.
Right.
So I'm kind of excited. And it's
good.
Getting more and more you know, excited as days go by, which is real interesting. And,
oh, good.
Apparently, nothing has really happened yet, but I guess, you know, I'm feeling it. So I just was wondering, you know, how does things look in this, well, I don't want to say near future. I don't even know how to word it. Like, is something really great going to happen, like, in the next 2 weeks, maybe, next week, tomorrow?
Yeah. Now, is this about your,
and,
is this about the real estate?
Yeah,
business,
which is it about?
Yeah.
Yeah, business, you know, business, finances and things of that nature. I also wanted to say I wrote down what you was talking about. I think Rose about the sigils. You said the guy's last name was Whitefire.
Whitefire. It's white and then S-P-I-R-E. Tristan. Yeah. Whitefire.
Oh, spire.
Mm-hmm. It's the word white and spire, S-P-I-R-E. That's his last name.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to
Tristan Whitefire. Yeah. So just to make sure that I'm pulling cards on the right thing here, because I still don't have it. I still don't have it locked in there, Eddie. Are you wanting to look at the next couple of weeks in regards to the home-based business?
Yes.
Or the real estate?
Business, home-based business.
Okay, so the home-based business and whether that's going to break through and all that kind of thing. And basically it's setting you up for where you're going to end up with the other business. Okay.
Great.
Let's look at this here. 1, 2, 3. Okay. It's giving me one of those muddled answers again, Dr. Rose, where it's leaning yes, that something can shake out in the next 2 weeks. In fact, the timing card is the Two of Pentacles. It's two. And it's about, you know, and that's about juggling finances, actually.
Okay.
But the thing is that what I'm getting from that, the vibe is that you're going to be successful at doing that. But it's not going to be like a windfall. It's going to be more like you're going to have to balance things to get to where you want to get to. As far as the financial end of this. Yeah. But it's not a strong yes. It's not four or five yeses. It's three yeses out of five. And whenever I get that kind of an answer from the tarot, I call it a muddled answer where it could really go either way, really. It's leading yes. There's more to be done on your end. There's things that are, you know, to set this up, you know, and the king, I'm sorry, the Knight of Coins, the Knight of Pentacles shows up. And that's the slowest moving of the four knights. And this is somebody that's, you know, obviously very practical and methodical and industrious. And the message coming off this card for me in this situation is that you're making slow, steady progress, and you shouldn't be afraid of that. You should stick to that. Don't be in a rush. Make sure that you're methodical. You have a plan as you move forward. And the Hermit card shows up, and that's counsel sought or counsel taken or giving counsel to people. And he's shining, he's facing the Knight of Coins and shining his lamp on the Knight of Coins, and then the Knight of Coins, the Knight of Pentacles, is moving towards the Hermit, which is the central focus card. And what I'm getting from that is, again, it's kind of twofold. The Hermit card is one of those cards, like the Hanged Man and a few of the other cards in tarot, about thinking outside the box and especially taking a step back from the whole thing, kind of getting that 35,000 foot bird's eye view and really analyzing things you know, and that's why the Knight of Coins is coming in too, because that's, you know, he's patient and methodical and industrious. He's making progress. He takes the sensible course. And so I feel like it's talking about creating the plan, maybe changing some things up the way you're planning it now, and moving slowly with this, moving slowly, and try to think outside the box, you know, as far as the financial end of things. How can I fund what I really want to be doing down the line? Oh, got a loud truck going by here. does that make any sense, Eddie?
Yeah, it all does, because just like what Rose was saying, as far as the sigil down, you know, these are the things that's been coming to me over the last 3 weeks. You know, I really need to make a definitive plan and strategy. I need to use that eagle that I've been seeing. You know, I think the last time I called in, I spoke on an eagle and a hawk. I think we were talking about birds that particular day.
Yeah, right. And I mentioned bird's eye view earlier, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. And let me leave you with...
go ahead.
Let me just finish this up real quick. I just have a couple things. One is in the past, I'm getting the Eight of Swords. And swords are thoughts and ideas. And in the Waite Smith version of the card, there's a woman, and she's bound up, and she's blindfolded, and she can't see where she's going, that kind of thing. But it's the Eight of Swords. Eight is abundance. And so it's talking about how to get to the abundance here. And I just have the feeling that you felt kind of closed in. Restricted action is another aspect of this card. You feel like you're not making the progress that you should be making. But look at the card. She's surrounded by all these swords, all these thoughts and ideas, and you need to get focused, which is where the Hermit and the Knight of Coins comes in. Being methodical, making the plan, taking the bird's eye view, stepping back from the whole thing and figuring it out and getting really focused instead of having all these thoughts and ideas, which it seems to be a theme today, Dr. Rose, because we had it with other callers. Yep. And the other aspect of this card is that, you know, if you look really closely, she's wrapped up, but it's, you know, she's not tightly bound. So she could, like, kind of wriggle her arms and those bonds would just, like, the things that are wrapped around her, it would just, you know, drop right off, and she could lift up and pull the blindfold off and see the way out from in between these swords, you see?
You know what that is?
It's hinting at what you should be doing. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It's my belief system. That's what it is. It's like what you're saying. It demonstrates that the tethers are the things that so-called bind her is more in her mind, because as you were saying that, I don't know if you've seen the movie Eddie Murphy did, The Golden Child.
Yes. Yeah, I remember
okay.
that movie.
Okay, you remember the girl who was ancestrally the people who fought against negativity and evil? I forgot her name, Kia, something like that. But anyway, in his dream, when he met, you know, that evil force, he walked in the kitchen, and she was tied to, I think, the refrigerator with tissue, and she couldn't get loose, you know.
There you go. It's the same kind of thing. Right. And one last part of this is that, remember, I said that's in the past. Then we've got the Knight of Coins and the Hermit, and then we have the Two of Pentacles in the future. That's when you're going to be able to balance the finances and move forward with the other business. And it is a number two card. It could happen as quickly as 2 weeks. It might be 2 months, but I feel like it could happen that fast. But the other card I want to mention is after the Hermit, before this, we get the Queen of Swords. The Queen of Swords has gotten her back to the past and is looking at and actually gesturing towards the Two of Pentacles, and she has a single sword. So whereas that Eight of Swords has all those thoughts and ideas, has those eight swords, and is she's bound up, but she's not really, okay? what it's saying to me here is you go through this process of the Knight of Pentacles, the Hermit card, taking a step back, making the plan. Once you do that and you get really hyper-focused on that one sword, like the Queen of Swords has, that one idea, that one way and plan, then you're going to make the progress. That's what you need to do. That's what's holding you back, and that's also the way out and how to move forward. So there you go. I hope that helped you out. We got to run, Eddie, though, because Dr. Rose
has
an appointment.
Dr. Rose was going to say something, but I wanted to ask her about that.
Go ahead, Rose.
Ages of...
Oh, what I was going to say, just, you know, a lot of times when people think about their spiritual practices, that they have to leave out a lot of time for that. So, like, if they have an issue during the day, they may write it down, take a note in their mind, and then they wait until later that day to be able to do something, and a lot of times that doesn't happen, right? So what I was going to encourage you in terms of, you know, your totem animal is, you know, the most powerful thing to do is connection. Rituals, practices are about connecting. Sometimes we need to take a little time to do that. But if you are going throughout your day and you're having issues with whatever you're working on in terms of your home business to support the other business that you're trying to do, if things are not moving quickly enough or things of that nature, just take a minute just to connect with one of your totem animals. And it could be a heartfelt prayer. It could just be a visualization. Do have an intention of, I need to see, like, for example, with the eagle, I need to see the bigger picture here, or what is it that I am not seeing in order to move through this obstacle that's here. If you just take a couple of minutes to do that, that's really powerful, and that's how you invite, because I see animal totems as being archetypes as well. That's how you invite that kind of divine being or that connection into your life. It's just about simple connection. So throughout your day, you're driving, you're doing this, you're doing that, and you start to feel, oh, this is I'm running into this problem, or my mind is you know, creating this kind of you know, box for me to be in. I don't want to be in this box. Then simply make a connection. Just take a moment. You know, it could just be even a few seconds. Take a moment and connect with one of your animal totems, and you know, go on with the intention of being released from that. And the more you do that, the more you're going to have more of these kind of magical experiences that people talk about. You're going to take the time. You don't have to note it down and then wait until later that day, which, you know, a lot of busy people don't really have much time later that day because they're, you know, having to take all this time to calm down or watch the TV or whatever, you know, or they just pass out on the bed. You know, as you're going throughout your day, go ahead and make that connection. You know, and you can even do it before you're doing something. You're going to do a task. It might be, you know, whether you're prepared for it or not, or if there's going to be any trouble. It doesn't always have to be around trouble, but you could just say, hey, I need your help in making this a success. So that's my recommendation. Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome.
Well, thanks again, Eddie. Always
perfect.
A pleasure to chat with you.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, I'm always with you guys. If I can, you know, if I'm not running in, I forget. I need to set it in my phone. I'm glad I did listen today, not just because of the information that you shared, but, you know, all the information that you shared. You know what I'm saying? With everybody,
yeah.
Just like when you're talking about the sigils,
right.
And all of that. That's
yeah.
Symbols are very important. I'm starting to notice that.
They are. Yeah. That's wonderful, Eddie. Thank you so much for calling in, and we look forward to hearing from you again and seeing how things are going.
Right.
Yeah.
How things are going there. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. what you said with the sigils and talking about, you know, bringing in the entities and help. And, you know, two things popped in my head. One was, remember, we did that whole show on creating power pendants and using NLP to anchor certain states.
Ah.
Actually,
right.
You know, you can anchor it on your physical body, but you can actually anchor it into an object, something you hang around your neck. And whenever you need that state, state, you grab that and you go right into that state. Another thing, a simple way before you get into the more complex sigils, another really simple way to do things is to use numbers. And I tell people this all the time on the show. You know, you draw an 8 for abundance on a piece of paper and you put it in your wallet. And if you're in the tarot, you know, you can take, say, the 8 of pentacles. I wouldn't use, you know, take a card out of my deck, but I would take a scan of it or a pic, you know, a copy, and then I'd laminate it and stick it in my wallet. And I've been carrying around the 8 of pentacles for years. But you can use the other numbers and the other energy. So you're going into a meeting and you need wisdom. You take out a piece of paper, you draw the number 9, you put it in your pocket, and you go into the meeting, okay? You're trying to manifest change. You take out a piece of paper, you draw 5 on it. You're trying to connect with spirituality because of a situation you're going into during your day. This is stuff you can do really fast. You pull out your – maybe you have a little notepad in your pocket with a pen. Draw the number 7 to connect with spirituality. 8. If it's a family situation, something to do with, you know, home and, you know, your nuclear family or even your greater family, you know, you're going to a reunion dinner or something like that and you want to connect, you know, you draw the number 6 and put it in your pocket. If you need to connect with your own personal power and leadership and the ability to public speak, stand on a stage, you know, you're about to go on stage, you pull out a piece of paper, you draw a 1 on it, put it in your pocket. If you need to be more creative, you draw a 3 on it. You need to connect with other people, relationships, draw a 2 on it. So there you go. There's a
interesting.
It's very much like sigil, but it's just shorthand. It's like sigil shorthand.
Right.
You know. It's something you can do
right.
Any time of the day. You know, you're something comes up unexpected, and you need a certain kind of energy you need to shift your energy. You just pull out that pad of paper and draw the appropriate number on it, and there you go.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. All righty. Nice. Well, we're at the end of the show. 700 episodes. I'm so glad we got to do this on our show. It fell on Friday, and I'm glad you were here, Rose, and we did this.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
Well, congratulations to all of the hosts and the Psychic Talk Network, and, you know, we're really happy that we have been here for 700 episodes, and we will continue to be here. And we have some great new things coming up, so not only topics, but, you know, some new possibilities for where we're going to take the show. Dax and I are going to talk about it and make our arrangements and plans and use our sigils and numbers to make it happen.
And don't forget to and don't forget to tune in tomorrow for There's a Rock for That with Mary Brown. And if you didn't get through today, call her. She's doing crystal mini readings on the show and talking about tech types. It's going to be a fascinating show tomorrow. So there you go.
Yes, it is.
All righty. We're going to say goodbye to everybody. Bye, Rose.
Bye, Dex. Bye, everybody. Have a blessed week, blessed weekend. We'll see you guys next Friday.
See you next Friday.